This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about the legal battle between Jim Baker and the Arkansas AG. That story right after this short message.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are On You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are On You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvelle.com. That's Bob, S-A-W-V-E-L-L-E.com, /our-eyes-r-on-you.
On February 12th, televangelist Jim Baker featured Sheryl Selman, a natural health expert who implied some claims about a silver solution that has led to legal issues for the host. In the episode in question, which has since been removed from Jim Baker's website and YouTube channel, Selman implied that her silver solution could cure COVID-19 as well as other maladies. As Selman was explaining the benefits of the silver solution, the host asked her to explain, "This influenza that is circling the globe, you're saying that silver solution would be effective?" Selman responded, "Well, let's say it hasn't been tested on this strain of coronavirus, but it has been tested on other strains of coronavirus and has been able to eliminate it within 12 hours. Totally eliminate it, kill it, deactivate it." She added that silver solution has been proven by the government that it has the ability to kill every pathogen it has ever been tested on, including SARS and HIV. That episode and its silver colloidal product has landed Jim Baker in legal hot water. Baker has been sued by the Arkansas Attorney General, Republican Leslie Rutledge, on the grounds that Baker was making false promises that the product that the show was selling could cure coronavirus. Even though the Jim Baker show is recorded in Missouri, Attorney General Rutledge said that 385 Arkansans spent more than $60,000 on the claims of the miracle product, so the state of Arkansas can sue as well as Missouri and California. Lawyers in California and the city of Los Angeles have demanded that Baker turn over records of his supporters' information, and Baker fought back, saying that the demands are in violation of his First Amendment rights as well as his religious freedoms. Jane Nixon is the attorney for Baker and Morningside Church, and he has issued this statement. "The Arkansas Attorney General's lawsuit is obviously in direct response to our prior suit seeking to protect the names, addresses, and contribution histories of church members. Through our lawsuit filed last week in federal court, we took necessary steps to protect our client's constitutional rights and the rights of its congregation." Attorney General Rutledge's filing today confirms that our actions to prevent this type of retaliation was warranted. The Constitution, federal statutes, and prior cases clearly provide protection from this intrusion. It is important to note that Pastor Baker never said silver solution prevented or cured COVID-19. Silver solution and similar supplements are commonly sold at Walmart, GNC, CVS, and on Amazon without legal action from the Arkansas Attorney General. CBS News has reported that as of March, that Baker, as well as six other companies, were issued warnings by the Federal Trade Commission and the Food and Drug Administration to stop selling unapproved products and treatments. Other states have issued cease and desist orders to Baker as well. The silver solution has stopped being sold on their website since March. And in May, Jim Baker's wife Lori announced through Facebook that Jim had suffered a stroke and will be taking a sabbatical from the show to recover. For more great content from Charisma Media, go to charismamediaaudio.com and check out the Charisma Media Audio app. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.